Well, good morning, everyone. How are you today? My name is Jeff Kimmel. I serve as the executive director here at this church. It is really nice to see you here today. If this is your first Sunday, as Pastor Ryan said, we're really glad you're here. Not just because we're glad you're here, but because you matter to God. And because you matter to God, you matter to us. So it's very, very nice to see you here today. If you've just started coming, I really want to thank you for that. You've taken a big step. You've come back. Quite often, that's the hardest step to take, is that second one, which is to come back. So I hope that you find something here at Christ Church that speaks to you, that challenges you, that engages you, that gives you peace. You know, I read a statistic about texting this week that I just thought was really interesting. It said that people, they study everything these days. It's amazing. They said that people believe what you text as being honest 76% of the time more than if you speak to them face-to-face, which, hashtag surprised, you know? That blew me away. So take a chance and do that. That's good. Last week, Pastor John did a phenomenal job helping us understand how to become a Christian, what it means to let go of control in our life, what it means to understand we can't change things on our own, what it means to become a follower of Christ. And if you made that decision last week, praise God. If you're still thinking about it and you're still not sure and you want to take that step forward, I would highly encourage you to come forward at the end, speak to Pastor John, Pastor Ryan, and know for sure that you are a child of God. So those of you that are worshiping with us online, we are really grateful, whether it's Sunday or throughout the week, that you've decided to be a part of our worship experience here at Christ Church. So as I said last week, Pastor John said, explained to us, told us, taught us what it meant to be a follower of Christ. And I was thinking this week, okay, now what? So we've made that decision. We've said, I want to be a follower of Christ. So what's the next step? And I thought of this analogy, so I hope that you'll work with me a little bit. I think of it like being in a car. I think some of us look at being a child of God means that, you know what? I can sit in a passenger seat. God's driving, and I'm along for the ride. But there's nothing I need to do. And I don't think that's right. I think some of us then sometimes think, hey, I'm still in control and I'm driving, but God is my co-pilot. But as I think we'll see, that doesn't always work out the best way that it should. Like right now. There you go. I don't know if you can see at the bottom, it said, God is my co-pilot, which I'm not sure that's really true. I think the better way to look at it is this way. When we decide to become followers of Christ, our entire focus changes. We still drive, but we're not driving to the same location. Where we try to go and how we see things totally change. We've decided that, you know what? I'm going to go after something differently because God's put something in my heart. If you came in today, you should have received a program, and inside of that are Christ Church, what we call our Christ Church notes. If you would take those out as we go through this today, I think there are some spaces in there that you might want to write some stuff in so that we can learn together. So first thing is, what does it mean to be a Christian? I think being a Christian means that we no longer exert our control for our own agenda. Let's say that again. We no longer use the control that we can exert for our own agenda, but for God's, which is to praise Him, share the good news of His love, and to love others. That's what it means to be a Christian. We still have control. We're still responsible for it. We still have to do it, but our agenda changes. Our energy changes, our control changes for God's good, not for our own. The book of Hebrews has a verse, chapter 13, that I want to read with you. It says, therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to His name. And here's the important part. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. Let's read that together if you can. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. That's what it means to be a Christian, is to look at others, to figure out what we can do that does good. So, you ask, okay, Pastor John said we're saved by grace, nothing else. It's a gift from God. Then why do I have to do good works? Why does the Bible say to do good works? And I think there's a couple reasons behind that. The first is they bring glory to God. You know what? That is the main purpose of the church. The main purpose of the church is to bring glory to God. We are in a world right now, and I know you know this, that is dark, that is confused, that has bitterness, that has violence. Our job as Christians is to be the light in this world. J.R. Tolkien, the writer of The Hobbit, had a phrase, I'm going to paraphrase it somewhat, but it says this, the small gifts of ordinary people are what keep the darkness at bay in the world. That's why we do good works. We bring glory to God by doing them, and we become a light in an otherwise dark and confused and hurting world. That's what we're supposed to do as a church. That's our role. The second thing is they demonstrate that our faith is real. You see, I have to confess, I am a huge Washington Capitals fan. I love hockey. I think it is the best, purest sport ever created. Can I get it? All right. Thank you. I love it. I go to the Verizon Center, and if you've been there, you know they call about Rock the Red, and they have a section, right? Usually it's in the third period where they say, Unleash the Fury. And I think I am the loudest person that puts that decibel up just a little bit more. But you know why I cheer? I love the Caps. And I think it'd be the oddest thing possible to sit there and say, you know, I love the Washington Capitals, but I'm just going to sit here. It doesn't really matter. That's what you do at Redskins games, okay? All right, just kidding. Just checking to make sure you're listening. All right? But not today, right? Okay. So that's the whole point. They demonstrate that our faith is real. Becoming a follower of Christ, becoming a child of God, getting saved, if we don't do anything with it, then how do people know that we really are children of God? It means, let me read a verse for you real quick, Ephesians 2:10. It says, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them.